Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Door number 20. The Well of Many Portals. Only openable by the Prime Minister.
So I'm assuming this one, the guy, Prime Minister, walks in and goes talk to other people. That's what I'm assuming. I guess we'll move on.
Okay.
So I'm not sure I can emulate a person. I might be able to.
Okay.
Dragon. The Claw of the Dragon. Only openable by those of pure of heart.
Not happening.
Ryan. But come here. Try open this door.
Well, I'm not gonna try and open. We're not gonna try and open any of them until we know what they all are.
Why?
Just in case.
He's being paranoid.
Just in case Kay is right.
Babe, as you're walking back through the air, the golems ignore you.
Come on, open the door.
But give me a balance check to make sure you don't spill any water as you run.
I'm being careful.
You do what?
I want to know what they all are first.
20?
Okay.
Just to see what they all are.
You don't spill water.
The good guy refused to open the door, so I move on.
Okay. Over there.
The Morning Star of Crushing.
Ooh. Only openable by a person beyond human strength.
Why don't you open this door?
What? Why me? Him? Her?
I push on the door.
What's your strength?
18. I rage. Nothing.
Arg walks over, looks at the door.
Your strength goes up to 20 opens. When you rage?
22.
Oh, then see if you can't do it. I can't do it.
Maybe you guys could attempt to assist
your
each other.
Ring.
My ring?
Your ring that makes me look your large size.
Oh. Magic word.
Okay.
24?
Okay. Giant elf.
Wait, 22 is when you're raging? Yeah. Large person, isn't that 4 or is it 2?
Two.
The first level spell. That's why.
You get a 25, I'm guessing? You're big.
I've got any strength bonuses.
I sprint down the hall. Wait. No. I kind of agree.
Okay. The Crown of the Frenzied King.
By the way, can I close that door over there?
This one?
Crown of the Frenzied King. Only openable by those who are susceptible to bloodlust.
Nah.
Why don't you try opening this?
I don't know if I should be insulted or not.
Well, it depends if she actually told you what it read, and not just try and open this.
I suppose when I think about it, the Horde is susceptible to bloodlust, and I like them.
The Alliance would also be susceptible to bloodlust if, you know, we worked together.
Mage spell steals bloodlust. Okay, I suppose I walk in.
Okay, you walk in. There's a simple simple bone crown. On it, it appears to have teeth of some sort of creature. You have no idea. However, you do see a small skull of some bird-like creature.
Pocket it. I use my bag to pick it up.
Okay.
I refuse to touch anything magical.
Well, then get rid of all your stuff.
Let me rephrase that. I refuse to touch anything magical that hasn't been identified yet.
Okay.
I suppose I open my pack and show it to you. Any ideas?
You need to identify. Well, Whit was kind enough to identify himself to you.
Wiggle.
Or gold. You might want to wait to ID things until we get a pile of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, I was gonna get more money this week.
I suppose I'll go back and try and open the Pure of Heart door.
Wait, Ryan is pure of heart?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it that way.
It's all in the wording.
Just because I'm
does the mage go in
necromantic?
Is it this one? Ah! There we go.
Well, I have to hope this isn't a horrible, horrible item.
Okay.
Boy.
Inside is a set
this
of claws.
This is why I'm not putting it on.
Oh.
Seems to be made out of the hand of a gold dragon.
That's mean.
Yeah.
The dragon might have died valiantly, and they saved his claws to continue his legacy.
Could be. Or they could have eaten him alive and cut off his hands and then regenerated it.
Oh, go ahead
or
and
cut out his
grab it with my bag.
Or ripped him out, sorry.
Go paranoia!
Low wisdom is much more fun.
Next door.
Don't you agree, Steven?
Yeah. Andre, I get ready to sprint down the hall should that mage pop out and start walking this way.
Okay. Next door. Let's see, that's room 20.
Is it this one?
No.
Two. It's down that way.
This one? These.
The Scroll of Warfare. Only openable by a pacifist.
Nah.
I poke the door.
Nothing happens.
No, are you sure I don't get shocked or something?
Zop! The final one over there is vacant.
Next door.
Okay, looks
our next
like
hallway.
And what's the one with the X through it mean, the door?
That means it's the
hallway.
Next hallway.
Okay.
Yeah, they're normal doors. That they need.
Well, judging by the shape, this is probably going to be the only other hallway.
Probably going to be the connecting hallway, probably.
Yeah, because look, there's a door
over
on this side.
It's probably symmetrical, in fact.
Yes.
Which would be quite pleasing to my eye.
Well, let's see. You've gotten a magic item, you've gotten a magic item, I've gotten a magic item. You haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You left. You haven't gotten yours yet. I'm operating the assumption Andre put one character-specific magic item in the vault for each of us.
Metagamer.
Where's your character-specific magic item?
Getting them, however.
Okay. Three doors on the left, three doors on the right. You guys know the drill.
Yep. Okay. He's behind you, Steven.
Yeah, he hasn't come out of the portal, but you feel someone breathing down your neck.
I turn around.
It's a very rude stare.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone else to be in here.
Well, neither was I. What are you doing here?
I'm looking around. Apparently so are you. I was quite suspicious, to be honest.
Do you have clearance to be in here?
Not on me.
Then I assume you're some sort of thief, huh?
I look at my... Because I do have my weapons on me. I'm sorry, I am a little paranoid when I go out. Do I look like a rogue?
Well, if we're looking at the literal definition of rogue, yes.
How would I have gotten in here without permission?
Through the back door?
There's a back door?
Give me a bluff.
25!
I wasn't born yesterday, son. In fact, I was born a very long time before yesterday.
Is he human?
He looks fairly human.
Oh, the white hair must have given that away.
Yes, thank you. What are you doing in the vault?
I was looking around.
Obviously, for something. What were you here for?
Actually, nothing of personal worth. Just kind of browsing.
Nothing of personal worth. So that means it wasn't of value to you. That means it was of value to someone else.
Actually, I don't think it was.
Ah, so you're here under some employer who you don't necessarily agree with. Obviously, you didn't make it in alone with your intelligence. Where's the rest of your party?
Well, the caster kind of ran back out already.
Okay, so there's one.
Do you expect me to come in here with an army?
With your intelligence, yes.
We have the caster and we have me. What else do you need to get in here?
I'm guessing some sort of thief, because you're not a rogue. And I highly doubt you classify a caster as a thief unless they're an arcane trickster, at which point they would have known not to... Well, I shouldn't say that.
What, know not to spy on wizard?
And I'm guessing you probably have some sort of tough type. Regular adventuring party, aren't you?
No, actually we're not.
Yes,
I am curious. Did he hear Tana rage? Because she did rage.
And grow larger.
Silently
so
rage.
She went.
There's no silent rage.
Yes, there is, Jessica.
Okay, silence. You cast silence. Did you cast silence?
No, and she's silent. She
I'm not going to do anything directly to you. This is not my jurisdiction. I'll just merely inform those whose jurisdiction it is of your interference.
And how long will it take for you to report that?
I've already done it.
Oh. How long would it take for them to get here?
Depends if they're cheap. Well, regardless, I got what I came for.
And what was that?
My book. They took my spell book and hid it.
Would you assist me in looking around then?
No.
Or should I inform them that you came here?
I got permission.
To steal back a spellbook that they obviously stole from you for a reason.
Yes. I was dead, you know.
Well, obviously you got better.
Yes, I did. I'll be taking my leave. They'll be here shortly to deal with you and your compatriots.
Oh, jolly good. Hey, guys.
We can't hear you. Guys. No.
Apparently, the mages have been informed.
Can you tell us what you
all
said
right.
on the doors?
Yes, we can start looking and
all right,
move
so
quickly.
That one right there, before my battery dies.
You want to plug it in?
Ooh, there we go.
Let me see the cord. I'll plug it in for you. That's not the cord.
That is a cord.
You can totally plug the mouse into the wall.
Totally.
I'm sure there's someone out there who could figure out how to use a mouse as a power source.
The green dragon orb. Inaccessible to anyone but the headmaster.
Okay.
Okay, the next one. A duck of unknown origin.
The duck of doom!
We should leave that duck alone.
Duck disintegration.
Hold on, let me write this down. Who can get access to it?
No. Jessica's butt. I don't think it's
I'm trying to not.
You pushed me into the wall.
All right, that one is permissible by any senator.
Interesting.
Final one on that one is the Book of Many Answers.
But not questions.
It's accessible by
the headmaster of the college.
Hey, other side.
The Book of Creation. Deemed too dangerous for mortal hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Radiborn!
Technically, I'm not mortal.
You're close enough.
Depends.
Okay. Next door is vacant. And then the final door is... Goggles of Fiery Death. Inaccessible to any but the Guildmasters.
Okay.
The Guildmasters?
Guildmasters.
As in, like, our Guildmaster could come in and grab those.
Yeah.
If he wanted, without stealing him.
Hey, next hallway, I guess.
Well, has Steven come
to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Steven now comes.
Yeah, the mages apparently have been informed, a dead guy told me.
Well, crap, we should just finish searching then.
I like the idea of looting still.
They're not here yet, so...
I would have presumed they would have been here by now if they were going to be...
Guess they're being cheap. Move quick!
Quickly! Run!
Or he could have been bluffing you.
Okay.
Yes.
Throw open that door.
I did not roll since motive on him.
Who's throwing open the door? Who's front?
He is, because he's been...
Okay, give me a fortitude save.
No. Ryan would have been searching the doors for traps.
Nope.
Are you?
Because
since Jessica left, I would have.
15.
Okay, well then you give me a search check instead.
Since Jessica left, I would have.
15 on the door. On the fortitude save.
Hold on.
No, 15 on the fortitude save.
Okay.
This is what people want me to do.
No, we were trying to stop you.
No, of course not. You're trying to hurry along.
Amanda was trying to hurry you along.
We were all trying to hurry her along.
I didn't say anything.
Right.
I was just doing it the way that we
you
were
got a 15?
Earlier.
Yep.
How many points you got? Not enough?
Probably not enough.
Right. Is this disintegrate?
I'm not allowed to do something else. Ever. That first response is always my only response, apparently. Okay. That's a lot of fail.
Yay, maybe I'll die. Impulsiveness is fun.
28.
Oh my god!
What kind is this?
Basically, you touch the door and the door drains your health. And the door seems to get sicker.
Did the door open?
Yes.
I'm sure it touched you.
I know myself as I look for doors.
You notice that it could have been locked.
Oh, it wasn't. Is there anything stopping me from doing this next round?
No.
Wait. Let's go around the other side.
Yes. Because there's doors on that side we didn't look through. I think we've hit the actual entrance.
Yes.
Alright, let's run around to the other side.
Alright, hold on, let me go ahead and get down to movements. You guys, I assume we'll be double moving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, everyone has 40-foot movement at this
point.
Why
not?
Yeah, because I've got boots, remember?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, double move us, and then I'll do something next round.
2, 3, 4, 5, you gave me your boots.
Actually, single movement.
Or no, or he did.
Some 12. 12 is 60, then add 4 more.
I move 40 feet.
You move 40 feet and haste your ass, or do you expedience retreat your ass?
I healed myself.
Oh.
Okay, jump in a second. I'm gonna haste myself since everyone else ran away.
Am I within range? No.
Hey, Steven, you make it to the first door.
I can't read it.
No.
I will actually hold for Tyler.
He's gonna jog over there.
Okay.
Go ahead and just push my way through. Wait, I can't do that until next turn.
Okay. This is now turn 3. You guys hear this door open.
Well, move me down to that door then.
This one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna work it that way.
Ha! this one has a nickname and a real name. It's called the Bag of Endless Gold, or AKA the Economy Breaker. May only be opened by an accountant.
Damn, my lord, you're not an accountant.
I'm not there.
I'm an accountant in real life.
I thought that one was a fun one. All
right, I'll move over to the next door. I'll read it next turn.
Okay. What are all of your guys' actions?
Move. Is
waiting.
Reading an action?
I will move up and bracing the door is a bad idea if it's trapped. I'll brace the door anyway.
Give me a fortitude save.
You might make it.
Twenty-five,
you'll take half damage.
We've got one more trap left.
That's a lot of sixes. No.
No,
that's not a six.
Yeah, there's only three sixes. This doesn't isn't.
And honestly, this is less dangerous to me than it is to Tyler.
Yeah.
You will take 14 as the door grows a bit thicker.
Maybe you'll swell it in place.
No.
We hope.
Okay. You three still have actions?
Does this door have a lock, actually?
Yes.
We're
click.
Is that where you are?
We're waiting.
Is that where you are?
Yeah, I'm helping.
Is that where you are,
Steven? I'm watching here with you.
The door had a lock earlier, so.
Okay.
And I'll wait.
I'm not in non-existence. Sorry. There we go.
Okay.
And honestly, if we were hurrying along, I probably would have opened the door.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And then we would have wised up.
Okay.
Oh, look, the traps are here. Let's go the other
way. There's a trap! Alright, so that was that turn. Their turn. You're up. The door unlocks.
Walk out again.
Not your turn. Throwing open the door.
Wait, it opens the other way?
They throw open the door. It's a does this.
Bracing it though. Oh.
They pull in. Or they could push out.
They throw open the door.
They pull open the door.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's still throwing.
It's the door.
Okay. I think it's time to beat a hasty retreat now.
Nah, hold on for a little bit.
You see a group of spell swords.
Hold on for a little bit.
There's only a line. They can't group on you. Just a straight line. Just beat one of them at a time.
Yeah, Steven, get over there too so they can't sneak in.
Lightning!
The door.
Yeah.
Where did I put my cuties?
Just use the Skaven.
Use my elves.
And here we go. 1, 2.
Skaven.
They have Shoy.
Actually, they have blow guns.
Alright.
Well, thing is, the guy who opened the door, unless they're hasted, can't move in.
He is indeed.
Of course they're
all
hasted.
Swords, dude.
Yeah.
Okay!
They're not going to be tumbling.
Alright, so you see a group of spell swords behind you. They are oozing magic at this point. So that guy casts knock. That guy opens that door. This guy will go ahead and pump you full of magic missiles.
Great. They actually found a use for open close, didn't they?
Knock.
Oh.
And then open close.
Yeah. Whoever memorizes open close.
Zero level spell that doesn't go away anymore.
Ugh. I don't think I even have it.
4, 4, 4, 1.
13 plus 4 is 17 points of damage.
And 34.
He will then throw his sword at you. Are you kidding me?
No!
Alright, it's a 24.
Misses.
That's what I figured. Okay. That guy right there will pump you full of magic missiles.
Kind of.
Why don't you have shield?
No.
8, 9, 13.
Okay.
Mm.
Ow. These guys are actually less deadly than the golem.
He will take a magic item and break it on the helmet of his friend in front of him. And suddenly a shield glows in front of him. This guy right here goes, "You're under arrest!"
No.
Crits? Of course. Thank you, Alec. Finally, I'm back to rolling well. Possible crit. Not a crit, though.
Okay. So, one hit, one crit.
Yep.
Bewildering display! Double damage, and you take minus two to AC for...
You're so, like, epic!
Epic.
Wade's sitting there goes, that was epic. I don't know how many rounds I'm going to be able to take of this. Tyler?
Ow!
I'll go ahead and do something.
22 plus 18 is... Nope, plus 27, sorry. Is... 45.
Okay. Choppy, choppy, choppy.
You said this has a handle, right?
These doors do, yes.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely not take another round of that.
Just grab the door and close it.
Yeah, because that worked so well.
Hold the handle.
All right, team two, flank them.
Here we go.
All right, that's what he calls back that direction.
Because they can only open and close up to 30 pounds or less. Okay. I'm pretty sure you weigh more than 30 pounds.
Now we've got the problem with the team coming from the other direction.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Yeah, it's time to run.
Okay, so.
Ben, what are you going
to
do?
Ryan, you are closest to the door. What are you doing?
Running.
Let's throw it out your armor.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Hurry up.
Okay, so you're holding.
Say? Yeah.
Next closest to the door.
I'm running.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
hold on, brace that door first.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Next closest to the door.
It obviously doesn't work.
Tana, hold the door shut and hold it. I'm going to run down and try to hold that door shut. 1, 2,
3, 4, 5, 6, right here?
No, like down. Oh. Oh, keep our exit open.
7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's okay, they're not
going to... You'll 35 next.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to make it all the way around.
What kind of armor are these guys wearing?
They are in mithril breastplate.
Okay.
Ouch. That's...
Next closest the door. C.
What's the door say?
This one. The still living black heart of the eternal destroyer. Door not recommended to open.
Good thing we don't have a gnome with us.
I'm moving all the way behind Alec.
You say you are hasty.
Like right here?
Go to your boss.
Okay.
Oh.
Were there five or six?
Five.
There were five.
Okay. Enough to fit in this row.
Yeah.
What does
it
say?
Okay. What's the DC for my simplicity, please?
Does the epic sword thing give me anything?
No. He gives you all that he gave you.
Third dust is a second level. I'm guessing so 16.
Two will fail.
First.
That one is number three, so 1, 2, 3. Second one was number five, so these two are blind.
Cool.
Sounds here like, oh, manly. Later dust. You can't go invisible now. You don't go invisible anyway. Shut up.
Alec.
I'm holding the
door. Okay, you will hold the door. We then go to their turn.
We've never had somebody hold the door before. They just run away. What do we do, guys? Try ripping the handle and do a conga line?
Give me a note. Give me a listen check.
34.
Go around it! You hear a spell go off.
Oh. Okay, we're leaving.
Can I spell?
Any spell.
That's one?
Yeah.
It,
it affects a certain area of 10 by 10 blocks.
They have to squeeze.
No, those are 5-foot passage.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to move forward because he's getting an attack of opportunity on him. But you literally, you're holding the door frame and suddenly the walls around you kind of open and you're like, mages.
Okay, we're leaving.
And give me a strength check.
Nine.
up, you're on the wall.
I rolled a 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There! That one! Fill it full of missiles!
The door's not closed?
Yeah, it's closed.
Oh, you got. Oh, yeah. I thought you guys ran back that way and didn't close it. Because I didn't
see it. We did run this way, we didn't say we'd close it, so.
Yeah. Okay. You guys. Because I was double moving you the entire way.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
fine. And it's not a lot of damage anyway. 6, 10. And then the second one. Oh, that one's nice. Yeah. That's 15 plus 19.
Fill full of missiles, boys. Good job.
All right, closest to the exit, Amanda.
Run.
Okay. Next closest to the exit.
I go and hold the door and yell down the hallway. Billy, it's time to evac.
Who's Billy?
Apparently, Billy.
Hurry up,
Billy. Get Susan.
Then you two get to decide what to do together.
Tumble.
Visibility.
Give me a tumble check.
I hope that they don't have it. See visibility and move.
Yes.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and then just a normal move.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jog my ass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He has 20 minutes.
I will now go
because he's hasted.
Cast a spell.
Oh,
and then double moved.
I did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Well,
6. She'll have 4 more, Ryan, because you only counted 6 the first time.
1, 2, 3, 4. There we go.
Hey, boys!
We got him on the red!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Can't you make a 90-degree turn and run?
No.
It's in a job.
Okay. It's double move that allows you to do that. She can charge at a 90-degree because she's weird.
Charge the front door! I need it to be in line of sight.
6, 7, 8.
How do you do a 90-degree without
charge? To charge around objects, like tables or people.
The wall's an object. Leave it that way. You know it's there.
What I normally use it for is to charge around, like, avoid a large size, or anyone's attack of opportunity while I'm charging.
Makes sense, man.
Give me a strength dex. Strength dex, Steven. A strength dex.
Wow.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 6 plus 3, so 9.
Yeah, I would probably Benny.
21?
Okay, you hold the door.
Yeah, that'll beat him.
All right.
I'm out of Benny's.
You start with the person outside. There's a teddy bear and a mythril golem ready to eat your ass alive.
I am... withdrawing? I'm booking it.
Do you wish to withdraw?
What does that mean?
You will double move, but no one gets any attacks of opportunity.
I will withdraw.
Okay, you will withdraw. So you will wind up 80 feet out of the 200.
All right. I will keep...
All the other golems are like...
All right, next closest to the door, Ryan.
Hold.
Okay.
No, Billy, get running.
Next closest to the door.
Billy, Susan, Karen, get your butts in here.
What is this? Pork chop sandwiches.
Tyler, next closest to the exit.
Move me. No, back. Is your only door still...
Right in front of Steven.
I can't see her, she's invisible.
I'm just telling her where the door is.
Hold a spell.
Hmm?
Hold a spell.
Okay, sorry, I thought you said roll the spell, I'm like, I get to roll the spell? Alright!
Hold a spell,
Tana.
And the move.
How long are those guys?
Would just a long run.
Those two are blind.
Blind.
How long?
They get 2 attacks of opportunity against me.
Plenty
of punch save left.
Ah.
Oh, true.
Sprint!
Why not intervene? Oh!
How the hell did you do that?
No, it's a 1 and 11.
Oh, it looks like two ones.
Oh!
That would have been ridiculous.
24.
Perhaps even redonkulous. Okay.
Boom! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You run into something and then keep going.
When Alec passed me, he gets haste. Okay.
Go ahead and give me a touch attack. Oh no, that spell you don't have. 1, 2, 3,
and,
4.
Take my move.
I get haste too.
I will hold
if
the door.
It's there.
Okay.
So I'm within 30.
You're out of range.
1, 2, 3,
what?
4.
I'm within 30.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
Oh,
one off.
Damn. Oh well.
Well, since they're passed, I use my help turn and full on run.
Me too.
And I high five the teddy bear golem as I run by.
Okay.
Not letting him attack me, but high five.
And when I get out of the warehouse, I fly away.
You will not get out of the warehouse. I mean, you have one round in the warehouse.
How tall is the warehouse?
20, 30 feet.
I can fly.
That's fine. They can reach.
Yeah, they can. They can? Oh, okay.
Especially the cloud elemental.
I can fly!
Alright.
I believe I can fly.
So they are out here.
Basically, rah, 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 rah. Get out of here!
Rah, rah, rah.
Okay, now the real things. Alright. Let's see, who's closest? You, Steven!
How's the closest?
You just got
out. You and Ryan were the ones who ran out.
Last. Yeah, but I had,
so
more, I had
like
more movement
here
left.
And there's
I had my full round and
as,
thing.
As did I.
But I had haste action.
Steven did have haste, so he should be further than Ryan.
Okay,
but
so
I was also further down the hall. So technically, Ryan and I are equal.
Two, yeah, three, no,
four,
actually,
five, six,
he would
seven,
be.
Eight.
So yeah. I am one square ahead of you.
Oh. You should be one square behind me.
Nope, I just counted it up.
Because I was 35.
You just counted it out.
You were 35
Ryan.
Feet away from me, and I have
right.
a 40-foot movement.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So,
here. He will hit you.
Okay.
You have escape artist. Good luck.
That'll be 16 points of damage, my good friend. Now you need to give me a grapple check.
Remember, keep it separate.
Keep it secret, keep it safe.
Cuddles.
What was it? 72?
I did 17.
17.
Wow, if you got 72 in one hit?
Yeah, with 2d4 plus 10, yeah, that's 72.
I mean, that's the real dangerous part,
grapple
the lack
check.
Of healing ability.
Okay. Dangerous part of what?
The bear's a
grapple or escape artist?
No, either.
Not the bear.
Either
Mithril.
Or.
Who did that?
You won't grapple. Barely.
Barely.
Alright, Mithril Golem charges the other target.
That's you. This is gonna hurt. Oh, Billy.
I look forward to your scream.
I'm not gonna scream, I'm gonna squeal!
You will hit.
Me.
Oh, Billy, keep running, this hurts! Oh. I'm gonna go home and give me some brown bacon!
That will be 50 points of damage.
Oh, Billy!
Alright, let's see who aggroes on you this turn. How many of the flesh golems decide that Amanda is tasty? 11 of them. Only 4 can get in contact with you, though. Take charge. What's your AC?
It's a 25.
Two hit.
What is it, a jockey?
It's a flash call.
They're really big jockeys.
When they jump on your head, you don't go anywhere. It just crushes your head.
And just crush you.
Okay. 48 plus 10. Okay, so here's 9. 15, 25 points of damage as they begin rending your flesh. The stone golems don't take notice this turn.
20 what?
5. And let's see if any of them go berserk.
Don't they have to get hit first?
Nope, they have to be in combat.
Hmm.
Nope, no, the ones on you are berserk yet. Alright.
Is it my turn?
Yep, we now go to you. They are blocking your way.
I can't go through them?
You cannot go through them unless you have tumble. You can go up and over them. They will take their attack of opportunity.
I will go up and over them.
Okay.
She can bull rush.
I can.
But I will get attack of opportunity if you...
It's either way.
Yeah. Well, if I hit you and...
No. Oh, I get tripped. I trip. If they hit me, I trip.
Nope. Not bull rush.
You're thinking of disarm.
No.
And overrun.
Poor trip.
Overrun, that's what I'm thinking of.
Which do you prefer?
Well, I don't know what the bull rush does.
Pushes him back a square or two.
That will not do what I want, so.
Because it'll take your entire turn and then they close on her again.
Tyler was presenting it as an option.
You can kill yourself in the end of that.
I'll tell you what option. I just tell you what you can do.
Wait, what? What'd you say? Kill myself?
Yeah, kill yourself into there. Yeah, okay. That's another option.
Any attack opportunity made during by anyone other than the defender against you has a 25% chance of actually hitting the defender. So if there's four people around her and she bull rushes one of them, he can get a free attack opportunity without any problems. The other three can take attack opportunity, but 25% chance of hitting the other golem.
What do you want to do?
That sounds good.
All right. Make your check.
What is it?
You will hit, the defender will hit you. He will miss you.
And they get a plus 4 side bonus for every category above medium.
He will miss you.
No, above you then.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and give me your strength check.
Oh, strength?
Yeah, it's basically strength plus base attack.
Better. So, plus 13, 30.
33.
You bennied.
Yes, I did.
He has bennied.
Bennied.
You bennied as well.
Yeah.
And they're large sized, so...
That's why they got a 33. Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to make it against you.
Okay.
So, were you hasted?
Nope.
Okay. Bonk.
But did any of them hit them?
No.
That is a standard action.
You have movement. You can fly away if you'd like.
Oh, fly away.
Wait, are you large size?
Did you fail? Because
I have to go large first.
You better.
And it's a standard action to activate your item.
Yeah, so I would just go large and then...
You can't.
Yeah.
You
bolt. Oh, I can't. Okay.
Because you took a standard action already.
Ah. He ran him going, "Hur!"
Oh.
All right, Steven, you've got a mithril golem chewing on your ass.
I withdraw and then my hasted action to move.
Okay. Withdrawal is double moving, so there's 80, 120. You are now officially out the doors.
You are safe.
I wave at the...
Okay, then we go to you.
See you later, bye!
There's a teddy bear attempting to cuddle you.
Just withdraw.
Withdrawal and then move.
He's not hasted.
Oh, you withdraw. Yes. Tasty. Okay, the two people who are still inside.
I guess I move out.
You'll notice that the mithril golem and the bear are now about in the middle of the place, and a giant swarm of flesh golems are assembling in the center of the room.
Can I get to the flesh golems with one move?
Hasted?
I had ran...
Not with one move.
Okay. Double move?
Double move, yes. Definitely.
Okay, I will double move to the flesh golem blocking her path. Out.
There would be a wall blocking you, too.
Okay, could I try attempt... Well, no, I can't tumble behind it and still make it there, can I?
Mm-hmm. Well, I did run from double move from here.
You can fly. Never mind. You'll be fine.
No, I won't. They'll still be able to hit me.
How many points do you have left?
Whatever, 111 minus 68.
You're fine.
Amanda, there's not much I can do to get you out.
I know.
Does 50 heal normally?
Amanda, it means you can move, unlike now where you're just standing stuck there.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you move?
Move out.
Actually, I fly farther than I do.
It's so nice being invisible and no one really cares. Alright. They have chased you out, they don't care anymore. They will take the assessment of what's been taken. Alright, so, Steven, you are clear. Jessica, you are outside holding the cup.
I'm not surprised.
Well, they have some guild by now. Walk to the Guildmaster. Sit down. Walk away.
All right. To the person who's in real hot water, activate your magic item. Fly. They will take their attack of opportunity as you take to the air.
All right.
Arr. Two hits.
I can take two hits.
You think you can take two
hits? I think I can take two hits. I think I can.
Oh, yeah, there's six. And four is 10, plus 10 is 20!
Sweet. I'm at Sweet. 88.
Okay, so you are now in the air, but that's basically your turn.
Okay.
All right, then the next person who's really screwed, you. Oh, you're outside.
Yeah, he.
You.
He's out.
You keep running, alright.
Golems don't move.
Golems.
We're in this together again.
Does the teddy bear care about you? No, apparently the teddy bear doesn't like cuddling with stifling. Alright.
Wait, no, but does no, the teddy bear golems activated
what?
On him?
What, 200?
He saw us from the
No, he got out of the room.
He got out of the room.
Oh, okay.
So it's you.
It's just me. Okay.
And the stifling's still technically there.
The cloud will electrocute you. You don't care. You
yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you're all outside. You guys have your items. You have no idea where Kehiana is.
She probably went to either to the Coliseum or to the Guildmaster.
Well, honestly, she's our leader, so she can go for Senate.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't go to the Temple District. I had a bad confrontation with the clerics.
Go talk to the Brotherhood? I assume you're talking about your injuries.
Yeah.
Do you want healing, or do you need something else?
I need healing of the 5th level variety.
Do you know that?
Heal me, because I actually have normal damage as well.
Heal me!
How much are you down?
Of what you can heal is 29.
I don't know. How much are you down?
79.
Okay. Wah, wah. Cure light.
What level spell does a paladin lay on hand count as?
Down to 50.
Won't work.
Down to what I can heal?
Yep.
It's like, not healing anymore.
Stupid effing golem.
Will this heal naturally?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, this is not good.
Oh. Why can't you go to the temple?
Bad confrontation with the clerics.
Well, come on, I'll just take you to Rataborn.
Can any of the clerics for Rataborn cast 5th level spells?
Hell if I know.
You mean Arwen?
Can Arwen cast 5th level
Go spells? Go find out if Arwen can, and if he can, have him meet me somewhere.
I'll just take it to him, come on.
I don't like the Temple District.
What's the matter? You just
made some
freaking
mages
thing.
That is one thing. That is facing people head on.
You just drank with a dwarf.
By the way, I was going to the Guildmaster.
This is effing gone.
Is Fat Fat Soul?
Hiding this from scrying.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what, then you can do it for our problems.
Thank you. purest water I've found.
I'm glad I saved it for you.
He wanted to get the cup because he wanted a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, doesn't that cure like anything?
Yeah.
It would cure my damage.
What water did you get? What do you do?
The grail or cup we got would have healed the damage on
What is it?
Tyler.
It's pure water?
Yeah, it's a healing item.
Okay, I thought you was just like create water.
Well, no, it's constantly full of water, so you never have to go get your god's water.
God, I hate the Guildmaster.
We don't know this.
I wouldn't have bothered. I'm like, whatever. I'm gonna go save the rest of my team. I can go scrape them off the wall.
You guys are now standing outside the warehouse going.
Haley's like,
what do you mean standing outside the warehouse? I'm running from the warehouse.
Don't stop there. You get outside, close the doors, and book it.
I fly away.
Anyway, you guys have fun. I will go,
Haley's like,
to my place.
They lit.
By, Ryan and I's magic items.
I don't know, were you running off like everyone else?
I wasn't.
Were you running off?
I probably went to Hellion's.
So yes, identify your crown. You want it now, otherwise you probably pay someone else to do it.
And do more.
What's the crown do?
Okay. It allows you to induce into a frenzy, granting you a +6 to strength and a +2 to con. However, you
Is that in addition to the normal bonus?
In addition to normal rage.
Oh, that's a total plus 10 to your strength.
However, you fail. You no longer identify friend from foe. The nearest target is your next foe. You must take all your attacks against one target.
Use it when you're alone.
While using it, it makes you immune to mind-affecting effects.
So calming emotions wouldn't work on?
Nope. In addition...
When does frenzy run out?
His constitution modifier plus 3.
My
in addition, you gain 30 feet to your movement speed.
Okay.
So it's like maniac. Yeah. You become a maniac.
Yep. Next closest target. Next closest creature however is his next target.
Can I attempt to end the rage period?
No.
Does my extend rage ability apply to the frenzy?
Yes.
I can see Alec never using his ability ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alec, that is the oh shit button. That's the oh shit, I kill the guy, and then I start murdering you guys.
No, that would be like this, or just button. What just happened if we all got out and you were stuck in there. Kind of the, okay, let's go. There's a reason why I was in a vault.
Yeah, so there's a reason why everything's in a vault.
Why was this in a vault?
It speaks to you. Crazy.
Because it encourages some really dumb actions sometimes.
What was the third thing?
It gives you
20 or 30 foot movement bonus?
30 foot movement.
I suppose I'll head on over to Barth's.
Make your way out to the rim.
Make your intimidate check?
Grr.
One.
Okay, you're fine. You open the door, he just looks at you and indicates inside. Jerk. Never calling ahead.
What are you calling? How do I call?
Well, normally implied sight, you would send a messenger saying, something.
Right. The message board is like, please take me or die!
No, you're a zombie!
Not
saying you're better than this ghost!
If the message board even makes it there.
What, you didn't get the messenger this time either?
Gosh!
Bart will look at you and go, it looks painful.
It is.
Why did you get Kehiane to fix it?
I also wanted you to identify these.
Oh.
Show them dead. Claws.
I'm sorry, Kehiane, I can't touch those.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I can't touch those.
Oh. Oh. Hmm. Do you know what they do without touching them?
I no. That worked? Yes. All right. First thing. They change your alignment to lawful good. You gain 5 paladin levels.
Did you put these on?
No.
No.
In addition, you must be of good alignment to use them in the first place. They do a d6 each, and they are counted as natural weapons, so you can power attack with them, and they are considered light weapons.
5 paladin? Does that mean I get a mount?
Yes.
They are considered plus 3, and they are holy.
Nice.
However... You become a conduit for the aspect of Bahamut. If you are ever needed, your body becomes a vessel. And your body is rent asunder as a platinum dragon is born from your husk.
Hey, leave that last part out and give it to one of the brothers members.
Can I come back? No. Okay.
You died for the cause of Bahamut.
Wow.
Yeah, we always get these nice magic items from the vault, but they're never.
They're in a vault for a reason.
What would my armor be?
Wisdom. Sweet. Yeah, we can do everything. Sure.
His isn't as bad as.
No, no. Think about it though. Eventually, it will be. Eventually, she'll want to retire. Oh, I'm getting old. I don't. Dominate, basically, is what he's going to do. Man. Yes, we are. So you have this, like, 50, well, at this point, 60-year-old person walking on the street. I'm going to go rob a bank with this right here.
Amanda was like,
what?
At that point, I need to make a will.
Doing, if Tyler starts
eventually,
doing
though, he will
against
win.
What well, the racer okay. wants to do, the ego can attempt, the rapier can attempt to overwhelm him, essentially, with its own ego, and force him to do things that Tyler doesn't want to do. Intelligent items are nice, but at the same time, they're a risk if they're not exactly in line with what you want
yes.
to do.
If you have an intelligent, like, if those claws are intelligent and you were a paladin, that'd be fine!
Who cares?
Well, it depends on what type of paladin you
are. Now, if for some reason you hated Bahamut, then you might not agree, but I don't see a lawful good paladin hating Bahamut. You might say to go,
fuck the platinum dragon!
You might say to go, well, you know, God I'm serving, but the God I serve loves you, so if I need to die for the greater good, yeah!
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure if I want to hang on to this crown or not. It's nice, but
it's.
Okay.
Now what we do? We assign you into the Colosseum. You're now a gladiator.
I think I'm gonna bury the crown somewhere and where I can find it should it come.
No.
Alright.
Well, I'll need healing as well.
14.
Okay.
Well, you certainly seem quite injured. Harm.
You're fine.
I assume that's over 5th level.
Oh yeah.
That's a 6th level spell, healing 140 points of damage to undead.
He's level 14!
I figured it was the same as
does he
I just
thought.
Let it game ho!
He's level 16.
Or he's a lower... No, 14.
Oh.
Or he's a lower level than that with plus to his caster level.
Did
Wait,
Ryan
what
explode?
What level do you cast 6th level spells?
Do 13. Explode?
No.
No.
11.
It doesn't go well.
11.
But it does 140. It's 10 times your level.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Thanks. Need anything done?
Not particularly right now.
Okay. Call me.
Call
be
me.
Be sure to.
Not that
the the other necromancers have been getting fairly rowdy.
Yeah. We had to do a side job for our
fighting the necromancers.
Boss. Guy.
I'm just merely stating because there are four fairly powerful liches or undead who are who have taken a personal interest in you.
In me?
Well, in your group.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. It's like
I can tell you that they have sent agents into the city and they know who you are.
I suppose I could also get the sound of the guildmaster as a sign of goodwill.
Well, well, glad I have these goggles then.
Oh, how are you?
I'll be paying more attention to them.
Yes, he will. He'll have more use for it than I will.
Any other tips?
It's a cool magic item.
What are these undead?
No,
do you know?
I'm going to be gone for the next month.
Oh, where are you going?
Runmore. Need to visit the in-laws.
Oh, good luck.
In-laws?
The vampress.
She's from Runmore?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh. We learned this the first time we met her.
Yes.
Doesn't mean he remembered.
I don't remember you.
Cool.
Very well.
I guess
you want a faster way into the city as opposed to walking for a few hours?
Sure.
Well, you're undead. This won't work for your compatriots unless they don't value their life.
What is it, like, teleport undead?
Basically, it teleports you through the negative energy plane.
Oh. That's not so bad.
You have a ring slot available?
Yes. Thank you.
Cool.
What does it do?
It is literally a link between New Hope and this house.
Oh, okay.
But I usually use it for my agents.
Oh. Cool.
You now are his agent.
Well, call me anytime.
The sun is shining.
But the ice is slippery.
Don't work for the shadow.
Alright.
Where does it take me?
I go home.
You teleport into the sewers.
Oh, okay.
Crawl out inside a copper district.
Ah. Well, I guess I'll walk to my house.
Honey, I have the most wonderful news.
It's always a bad thing when a devil comes and tells you that.
And it is.
You know that wonderful blacksmith that we helped?
Nah.
He passed his examination. I mean, who knew? And in turn, he decided to make something for us as a present. I'm not going to wear it, but I'm certain that you can use it. It's even got your name inscribed in it.
Basically, hey, you failed to get it from the vault. Here you go.
Hmm? No, it wasn't in the vault.
Oh. Well, let me erase the full plate that was stolen. Alright.
Hey, Andre, how much longer are we going to be?
No, I'm ending it after this.
Oh, I've got to get to bed. I have work.
Yeah. Alright, plus two mithril breastplate. Normally it provides 5 to your armor, however, since it's plus 2, it provides 7.
Nice.
Max dex of 5.
Fairly simple.
Breastplate armor check penalty with mithril is
2, and then it's plus 2, so...
It's a 5-5 armor.
Yeah, so it was the armor check penalty. Anyways, is there any special qualities about it?
No, it's just plus 2. It's non-magical.
So wait, it's not magical?
Yeah, it's not magical.
But it's plus 2?
Yes.
It's just that good a quality.
Yep.
Wow.
That means in an anti-magic zone, you will be able to have retain your armor enhancement bonus.
Wow. Does that mean I can get other enhancements on it?
You have to enchant it first.
You have to enchant it, and it will. It does count for purposes of price.
Okay.
Does that mean it will count as plus 3 before you can actually start adding properties?
Yes.
Nice.
Suck.
Well, basically what it means is he has to add things that aren't reliant on enhancement modifier.
Like shadowing.
Glamour.
Or hell, you could add light fortification and, you know, 25% chance ignoring crits, that's...
And sneak attacks.
Modifier.
I'll give you back.
Yeah, it's plus 1.
Bracers.
Yeah, but I thought you said he had an enchanted...
I understand, one. But it's... It means he's not going to get a lot of big enchantments on it.
Oh.
He can probably go to a plus 3 without crying too much. Or even a plus 4.
Oh, well, does it actually go up to plus 3?
Yeah. It can go up to plus 3. He just has to pay the plus 3 price.
Okay, so it
going from a 2 to a 3.
So I don't have to buy a plus 1 modifier to get enhancement. I just have to, when I buy enhancements to it, yes. I have to apply it as... Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Can he get a, fortification now, or does he have to get...
No, he can just get straight fortification. He doesn't have to buy the plus 1 preemptive.
That's what I was asking, actually.
Fortification is nice.
No. Because after all, this cost a young man's soul. Anywho.
Anyways, I need to ask her if she can think of a way for me to heal 50 points of a 5th level spell variety without having to go to the Temple District.
Well, I know a few people.
Will it cost me anything?
No. Not something you already... Not something you already haven't lost.
Like what?
Nothing. well, I can think of a few people. I know you have some friends.
I can't think of anyone that can cast 5th level spells that I'm friends with.
Well, that's true. You've probably burned most of those bridges.
See, I can't think of any of the Brotherhood that would count, considering Paladins only get 4. And I don't think Arwen is that high level.
Might. You can always check. Maybe the gods will help.
Yeah, from what you informed me, though, if I walk in the temple, just basically the giant alarms will sound and I'll get struck by lightning.
Well, better start praying hard. I'll try and find some way of making you useful again. Maybe I can purchase a scroll for you.
I'll just send a messenger to Arwen and see if
you actually
somewhere.
Get me a 5th level scroll, I can cast it.
I'll just send a messenger to Arwen and be like, hey, look, I got hit hard. I need help.
Okay. Well, this is a fairly safe place to call.
You may have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate. And the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.